Thanks to our sponsors, the Genesis Group, First Eyes, and Abbey Media, who host my website, which is thecountrywriter.com, where you can send me a message or buy one of my books, including my latest, which is a book of puns called Puns for Grown People. This week, a pizza history. The old question, where would you go first if you had a time machine, is an easy one to answer for me. I'd visit all of my favorite long-since-gone childhood cafes, diners, and restaurants. Not all, but one stop may soon be possible, without the help of H.G. Wells. Growing up in Ashdown, Arkansas, we had some great places to eat. Ms. Max served the best chicken fried steak ever. Messimore's had a plate lunch that was great, and the Tasty Freeze, well, they had chili dogs that were so good John Mellencamp mentioned them in a song. Ashdown did not have a pizza parlor, at least not then, not when I was growing up, but Texarkana did. A man named Harold moved to Texarkana from Alabama. To my knowledge, he opened the town's first pizza restaurant in the 1960s. It was aptly named Harold's Pizza. Harold's first location was downtown, but in the early 70s, he relocated to State Line Avenue on the Texas side. Kmart had a strip shopping center next door, which was where Harold's was located. My father took us there frequently. He'd order a large sausage pizza and we'd share it with any leftovers going home for us to eat later. Later on, when I worked at KTFS Radio in Texarkana, I'd order a pizza from Harold's, put on a long song, such as American Pie or Do You Feel Like We Do, lock up the station, and drive over to pick up the pizza before the record ran out. I can confess this now, but that was a huge no-no when I did it. Many things could have gone wrong, including the record skipping or getting stuck, or the boss showing up unexpectedly. Time passed, and Harold's went the way of Ms. Max, Messimore's, and Tasty Freeze. It closed. I never thought I'd dine at any of those places again, but after a recent column where I mentioned Harold's, an email popped up in my inbox. Mr. Moore, I'm Harold's daughter from Harold's Pizza. I wanted you to know that I really enjoyed your article. We are thinking of having a fundraiser to create a scholarship in memory of my son. We are thinking of making pizzas, Harold's original recipes. Still have a few details to work out, but I thought you might be interested. Harold's family really enjoyed reading your article. Brought back lots of memories. Susan. Well, I was very interested. I wrote her back and energetically told her so. She responded that she wanted to do a test run of pizzas before any fundraiser would take place, and she asked if I'd be willing to try some. Well, she didn't have to twist my arm. The timing of all this was working out perfectly. During exactly the same week she was thinking of doing a trial run of pizzas, I was speaking at a fundraising event for the Texarkana Library. God has a way of making things fall into place. Susan and I exchanged phone numbers, and per her instructions, I called her when we were leaving the fundraiser. That gave her just enough time to put the pizzas in the oven, bake them, and meet us on our way back home. I'm not sure what I expected, but I didn't expect to receive two Harold's pizzas in pizza boxes with the same aluminum foil lining the bottom of the box, just as I remembered 50 years earlier. But there they were. They looked the same. They smelled the same. Most importantly, they tasted the same. I couldn't believe it. I asked Susan how she was able to recreate the same pizzas her father had made so many years earlier. She said she'd worked in the parlor for many years and her dad had passed on every aspect of making his pies. She'd worked hard to get everything as close to the original process as possible, including the sauce, which she said was her specialty. Even with the passage of time and possible variances in ingredients, She'd hit a home run with those pizzas. They were just as I remembered. So what's next? I asked her. If she does a fundraiser with the return of Harold's Pizza, and it's successful, would she consider reopening Harold's? Only time will tell, she told me, but she said it's possible. I assured her that if she does bring Harold's back, I'll be her first customer. The only thing missing will be her dad and mine. Since there'll be some empty seats at the table, I'd love for you to join us, and you can share a pizza history. I'm John Moore. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the week. God bless.